This is the ESB Entry 3 Certificate in ESOL, Examination B1. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1 of the Listening section. Listening Part 1. You will hear people talking in 10 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each passage twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Part 1. Part 1. Passage 1. David, this is the worst hotel we've ever stayed in.
It's better than the last hotel in London.
Well, I'm going to complain to the receptionist. The wardrobe door's broken, and there aren't any towels in the bathroom.
We can ask for some towels, Pat.
Yes, but the bathroom isn't clean, David. You must be able to see that. And the lock on the window's broken. Ask the receptionist if we can change rooms.
I remember the receptionist said the hotel was full, so we can't ask to change.
Well, then I want to go to another hotel now. Tell the receptionist we want all our money refunded.
I don't think we'll be able to find another hotel now. It's very late, so we'll have to stay here tonight.
Well, I'm not staying here tomorrow. We must find another hotel. Now listen again. David, this is the worst hotel we've ever stayed in.
It's better than the last hotel in London.
Well, I'm going to complain to the receptionist. The wardrobe door's broken, and there aren't any towels in the bathroom.
We can ask for some towels, Pat.
Yes, but the bathroom isn't clean, David. You must be able to see that. And the lock on the window's broken. Ask the receptionist if we can change rooms.
I remember the receptionist said the hotel was full, so we can't ask to change.
Well, then I want to go to another hotel now. Tell the receptionist we want all our money refunded.
I don't think we'll be able to find another hotel now. It's very late, so we'll have to stay here tonight.
Well, I'm not staying here tomorrow. We must find another hotel. Passage 2.
Hi, Olivia. How was the first day in your new class?
Oh, Rhys, I didn't enjoy it at all. I didn't know anyone.
Don't worry. You'll soon make friends.
But everyone seemed so unfriendly. No one spoke to me at all.
So, what did you like?
Well, The class is very small. There aren't many other students. My old class was so big, I couldn't hear the teacher sometimes.
What are your teachers like in your new class? Are they okay?
Well, Miss Davis seems very nice. She's a young teacher and very trendy. But Mr. Brown's very old. I don't like him.
You'll get used to him. My brother told me he's a good teacher.
Well, I hope you're right, Rhys. I'll try my best to like him and to get on with everyone. Now listen again.
Hi, Olivia. How was the first day in your new class?
Oh, Rhys, I didn't enjoy it at all. I didn't know anyone.
Don't worry. You'll soon make friends.
But everyone seemed so unfriendly. No one spoke to me at all.
So what did you like?
Well, the class is very small. There aren't many other students. My old class was so big, I couldn't hear the teacher sometimes.
What are your teachers like in your new class? Are they okay?
Well, Miss Davis seems very nice. She's a young teacher and very trendy. But Mr. Brown's very old. I don't like him.
You'll get used to him. My brother told me he's a good teacher.
Well, I hope you're right, Rhys. I'll try my best to like him and to get on with everyone. Passage 3. It's such a difficult situation, Andy. I really think we should stay with my parents this year. After all, we went to your family last year.
I know, but Christmas is such a special time for my mother. She'll be so upset if we don't go.
Well, you'll just have to explain the situation to her. It's not fair if we always stay with your family, is it?
Well, I was thinking, perhaps we could do things differently this year. Why can't we stay with both our families? We could go to one family for Christmas and the other for New Year.
I like that idea, although I'm not sure your mother will agree.
Leave her to me, Sally. I'll convince her it's a good idea.
Now listen again. It's such a difficult situation, Andy. I really think we should stay with my parents this year. After all, we went to your family last year.
I know, but Christmas is such a special time for my mother. She'll be so upset if we don't go.
Well, you'll just have to explain the situation to her. It's not fair if we always stay with your family, is it?
Well, I was thinking, perhaps we could do things differently this year. Why can't we stay with both our families? We could go to one family for Christmas and the other for New Year.
I like that idea, although I'm not sure your mother will agree.
Leave her to me, Sally. I'll convince her it's a good idea.
Passage 4.
Good morning. This is Far and Away Travel Agents. How can I help you today?
Hello. I'd like to book a city break to Berlin, please. I saw the details on the internet last week, but my computer's broken, so I can't book online.
No problem. Do you want to book the weekend break or the midweek break? The midweek break is from Tuesday to Friday.
The midweek break. I'd like to go in July, please.
Let's see. Unfortunately, all places are booked on that trip.
Oh, no. I can't go any other time.
It's much cheaper to go on holiday in the middle of the week than at the weekend, you see. That's why midweek holidays always sell out very quickly. You need to book earlier.
I'm really disappointed. Can you suggest anything else?
Well, Paris is very nice in July. Let's see what's available.
Now listen again.
Good morning. This is Far and Away Travel Agents. How can I help you today?
Hello. I'd like to book a city break to Berlin, please. I saw the details on the internet last week, but my computer's broken, so I can't book online.
No problem. Do you want to book the weekend break or the midweek break? The midweek break is from Tuesday to Friday.
The midweek break. I'd like to go in July, please.
Let's see. Unfortunately, all places are booked on that trip.
Oh, no. I can't go any other time.
It's much cheaper to go on holiday in the middle of the week than at the weekend, you see. That's why midweek holidays always sell out very quickly. You need to book earlier.
I'm really disappointed. Can you suggest anything else?
Well, Paris is very nice in July. Let's see what's available.
Passage 5.
Hi, Carla. Are you looking forward to meeting your cousin again?
Well, I feel quite nervous about it, Frank.
Oh, why?
I haven't seen him for about 15 years. I remember he wasn't very nice when we were younger. I hope he's changed since then.
What did he used to do?
Oh, pull my hair, call me names, and tell lies about me. That kind of thing.
I'm sure he won't do that now. Where are you meeting him?
I suggested going for lunch, but he's chosen a very expensive restaurant. I hope he offers to pay, because I can't afford to eat there.
Oh, no. Let's hope he does.
My mother wanted to come, but I thought it was best to meet him alone the first time. Mum's very nosy, and she'll ask him all sorts of questions. I'll feel awful if she embarrasses him.
I'm sure he'll be very nice and you'll enjoy meeting up again.
Hope so. I'll let you know, Frank. Now listen again.
Hi, Carla. Are you looking forward to meeting your cousin again?
Well, I feel quite nervous about it, Frank.
Oh, why?
I haven't seen him for about 15 years. I remember he wasn't very nice when we were younger. I hope he's changed since then.
What did he used to do?
Oh, pull my hair, call me names, and tell lies about me. That kind of thing.
I'm sure he won't do that now. Where are you meeting him?
I suggested going for lunch, but he's chosen a very expensive restaurant. I hope he offers to pay, because I can't afford to eat there.
Oh, no. Let's hope he does.
My mother wanted to come, but I thought it was best to meet him alone the first time. Mum's very nosy, and she'll ask him all sorts of questions. I'll feel awful if she embarrasses him.
I'm sure he'll be very nice and you'll enjoy meeting up again.
Hope so. I'll let you know, Frank. Passage 6.
Bromley's would like to welcome you to the grand opening of its new department store. As this is such a special day, we're offering lots of bargains. Here, on the ground floor, there's 15% off all perfumes, aftershaves, and cosmetics. If you're looking to change your decor, visit our exclusive home department on the third floor to see our wide range of furniture and textiles, all at special prices this week. On the first floor, you'll find a 30% discount on all ladies' and men's clothing, except bridal wear and wedding accessories. We also have discounts of 20% on children's wear and toys. Both these departments are located on the second floor. We hope you'll enjoy your first day shopping with us.
Now listen again.
Bromley's would like to welcome you to the grand opening of its new department store. As this is such a special day, we're offering lots of bargains. Here on the ground floor, there's 15% off all perfumes, aftershaves and cosmetics. If you're looking to change your decor, visit our exclusive home department on the third floor to see our wide range of furniture and textiles, all at special prices this week. On the first floor, you'll find a 30% discount on all ladies' and men's clothing, except bridal wear and wedding accessories. We also have discounts of 20% on children's wear and toys. Both these departments are located on the second floor. We hope you'll enjoy your first day shopping with us.
Passage 7. Grandad, I'm really excited. Dad's going to buy me a new mobile phone for my 13th birthday. He says I can have the latest model.
You're very lucky, Jill. When I was your age, we didn't even have a telephone.
Really, Grandad?
Yes, life was very different. We didn't have mobile phones, computers, or the internet.
Yes, we learnt about that at school.
In fact, I didn't even watch television until I was about 17. My parents couldn't afford to buy one.
Oh, Grandad.
I got my first telephone at home after I'd married your grandmother.
Don't worry, Grandad. When I get my new mobile, I'll give you my old one. Then I can phone you every day.
Oh, thank you, Jill. I've never had a mobile phone before.
Now listen again. Grandad, I'm really excited. Dad's going to buy me a new mobile phone for my 13th birthday. He says I can have the latest model.
You're very lucky, Jill. When I was your age, we didn't even have a telephone.
Really, Grandad?
Yes, life was very different. We didn't have mobile phones, computers, or the internet.
Yes, we learnt about that at school.
In fact, I didn't even watch television until I was about 17. My parents couldn't afford to buy one.
Oh, Grandad.
I got my first telephone at home after I'd married your grandmother.
Don't worry, Grandad. When I get my new mobile, I'll give you my old one. Then I can phone you every day.
Oh, thank you, Jill. I've never had a mobile phone before.
Passage 8. Graham, I read in the local newspaper that the Queen's coming to open the new hospital at the end of next month.
I'm so excited.
Don't be like that, Graham. I thought we could take the children.
But Susie, I wanted to go on holiday then. We talked about going to France because I'm off work, remember?
Yes, I remember. But I'm sure the children would love to see the Queen. Jenny's been learning all about the royal family at school. We could take lots of photos.
I think it's you who wants to see the Queen, not Jenny.
I think it'll be a lovely day out for all of us. And, well, I've already promised the children we'll go. So you'll have to come.
Oh, Susie, I won't get my holiday in France now.
Now listen again. Graham, I read in the local newspaper that the Queen's coming to open the new hospital at the end of next month.
I'm so excited.
Don't be like that, Graham. I thought we could take the children.
But Susie, I wanted to go on holiday then. We talked about going to France because I'm off work, remember?
Yes, I remember. But I'm sure the children would love to see the Queen. Jenny's been learning all about the royal family at school. We could take lots of photos.
I think it's you who wants to see the Queen, not Jenny.
I think it'll be a lovely day out for all of us. And, well, I've already promised the children we'll go. So you'll have to come.
Oh, Susie! I won't get my holiday in France now.
Passage 9. Alex, what are you looking for?
Oh, I've lost the medicine the doctor gave me.
Well, you sometimes leave things in the car.
It's not there, Lauren. I've looked. And anyway, I walked to the doctor's yesterday.
You could phone and ask for some more medicine.
But I'd have to pay for another prescription. And I really don't want to walk to the doctor's again. No, I'll just keep looking. It must be here somewhere.
Didn't you have a bag with you when you came back from the doctor's?
Yes, but I've already looked in the bag. Maybe I left it next to my glasses. I was wearing them when I read the instructions on the bottle. My glasses are in the kitchen, so the medicine must be there.
Well, go and get it then. Now listen again. Alex, what are you looking for?
Oh, I've lost the medicine the doctor gave me.
Well, you sometimes leave things in the car.
It's not there, Lauren. I've looked. And anyway, I walked to the doctor's yesterday.
You could phone and ask for some more medicine.
But I'd have to pay for another prescription. And I really don't want to walk to the doctor's again. No, I'll just keep looking. It must be here somewhere.
Didn't you have a bag with you when you came back from the doctor's?
Yes, but I've already looked in the bag. Maybe I left it next to my glasses. I was wearing them when I read the instructions on the bottle. My glasses are in the kitchen, so the medicine must be there.
Well, go and get it then. Passage 10. Hi, Alan. How's your business trip going?
Oh, not very interesting, really. How is everything at home?
Okay. I'm just wondering when you'll be home tomorrow. Will you be back for lunch? Your flight leaves in the morning, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But I'm not sure when I'll get home, Paula. It could be in the afternoon or even in the evening. There are delays at the airport because of bad weather here in Sweden, so I can't say exactly.
Well, I need to know when to expect you home, Alan. I've got to go shopping tomorrow with my mother, and I've to cook dinner as well.
Okay, well, don't worry about dinner. Let's go out to a restaurant instead. Then you can go shopping and see your mother when you like.
That's a good idea, Alan. See you tomorrow. Now listen again. Hi, Alan. How's your business trip going?
Oh, not very interesting, really. How is everything at home?
Okay. I'm just wondering when you'll be home tomorrow. Will you be back for lunch? Your flight leaves in the morning, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But I'm not sure when I'll get home, Paula. It could be in the afternoon or even in the evening. There are delays at the airport because of bad weather here in Sweden, so I can't say exactly.
Well, I need to know when to expect you home, Alan. I've got to go shopping tomorrow with my mother, and I've to cook dinner as well.
Okay, well, don't worry about dinner. Let's go out to a restaurant instead. Then you can go shopping and see your mother when you like.
That's a good idea, Alan. See you tomorrow.
That is the end of part one of the listening section. Now turn to part two.